Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I think Billy Blank or Willie Farrow are the first ones to put their order in for Caitlin Clark's new Nike sneakers. Yeah.
Probably both
will wear those things, man. Yeah. They'll sell a ton of those, man.
She's going to make a fortune.
Yeah, she's selling some cool. I guess they signed the deal with Nike to make some sneakers with Caitlin Clark's signature. So good for her.
And I read it was like a bidding war.
Is it really? I'm sure it was.
Like, I think Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas all were after her, but Nike went over the top with the money to make it happen.
You saw the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Jordan movie, right?
Yeah, Air.
That was really good, man.
It was really good.
It was a great story.
And fairly true depiction.
Accurate. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
He broke the system with that, getting a percentage of the stuff that has his name on it.
That
created the model that we still have, you know?
Right, exactly, right.
And I saw something. He talked Charles Barkley into taking a percentage back in the day as well.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Barkley made a lot more money than he would have otherwise.
Cool.
Well, I think nowadays, Jordan's deal, I've read, it's something like 400 to 500 million, you know, he clears. It's insane money that he has to do nothing for.
Yeah, well, good for him, man.
And these Caitlin Clark shoes, can you actually wear them and use them to, say, play basketball?
Yeah,
or
do you just
put them on a shelf in your collection next to your Trump sneakers?
No, these will be functional basketball shoes.
Yeah, a lot of guys buy that kind of stuff and don't crease them. You know, my son's a sneaker guy, but people do buy them and wear them. You know, that's what you do. A lot of girls are going to play basketball wearing these for sure, you know?
A lot of guys, a lot of dudes.
Yeah, and guys, right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
There's a player.
All those kind of shoes are made for games. I was watching the Clippers the other day. Harden's got these really nasty looking sneakers, but they're his brand.
And, yeah, his new ones are
Space Jam.
They're Adidas. He's an Adidas guy.
They look like hell, but I do like Tatum, so his are pretty cool. Not because I'm a Celtic fan, I just think they're cooler looking sneakers. But you know, I'm not a sneakerhead. My son is though. He's totally into that. He's a sneakerhead on my money.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. Money. Not anymore.
Really?
No, he's spending his own cash or something.
So is there an open spot for a sneakerhead on your money? Because I'm kind of a sneakerhead myself.
Nope. Yours are bigger too, man. Your size 15.
All the same price.
But can you find ones? You would think so. A basketball sneakers, you think you'd find size 15 because a lot of dudes are big basketball players with big feet.
Yeah, even when they have those, like, you know, Nike has its own app called Sneakers where they put out like these, you know, the Jordan releases and the retros and stuff.
Right.
There's always,
you can't find them your size.
There's less. Right. Like they make more of the, you know, 9 to 12 area because that's where a lot of people are. They make less of the size 14. So, yeah, you've got a lesser chance of snagging
those. Yeah, I always figured you had to go online to find shoes big enough for your feet.
Yeah, most of the time.
I'd look like an idiot walking around in big old retro high tops. You know, I'm not into that. But I know why people are into it, though.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is a crazy story. But we hear these kind of crap all the time. Speaking of sleeping, some guy was breaking into people's houses to rub their feet.
I think we talked about this guy when it happened.
Yeah, we did. Yes. Was he sentenced or something now?
Yes.
They caught him.
And they sentenced him, and I think it was, 8 years he got?
Right. He's the Tahoe foot rubber.
Does he, don't you think his cellmate is going to get his feet rubbed every couple months?
Yep.
Because the only feet he's got to look at are his cellmates. You go, all right, man. How you
sleep
doing?
With your shoes on, man.
Right, right. Creep.
But yeah, this was last summer. Yeah,
women would wake up and see a guy rubbing her feet, right?
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice. Two different condos in Lake Tahoe area last summer. Women woke up in the middle of the night and there was a man standing at the bottom of the bed rubbing their feet.
Wonder how many times he did that and the victim didn't wake up.
Exactly.
Fair question.
Or I had a dream last night. Some guy was rubbing my feet.
He's still here.
And he woke. And he left. Oh, it's so great. I rubbed my feet last night. And you find out he's in the area rubbing feet. You know when you just kind of you think somebody's in the room? You're watching a bad movie or scary movie. And you turn around. You're hiding under the covers. Even at our age, you do that. And you actually think you see somebody. Can you imagine seeing somebody? Usually, it's not just rubbing feet. Usually, it's more danger than that, you know?
I would freak out.
You imagine somebody standing over your bubby in a room that you don't know?
Especially this dude. There's a picture of this dude.
Yeah, but he's just rubbing your feet. He's not choking you to death.
Yeah, but
you know?
He looks like a foot rubber.
Oh, he does?
And he looks like someone who could choke you.
Okay. All right.
Well, he said that he was known to law enforcement in the area. So they knew this guy. They'd suspected him of a bunch of other stuff.
We don't lock our doors in this area.
Well,
he lives three hours
away from where the original incident that you reported, because that happened in Stateline, Nevada. He's in Atwater, California, 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Also known to law enforcement in Merced County, California, and suspected of numerous offenses, including theft of a woman's shoes, trespassing, and sexual self-gratification during some of the alleged incidents. So he was taking care of himself during some of these incidents.
At the end of the bed, on her toes.
Yeah.
Nice.
How creepy. Yeah, if I woke up and somebody was in the room, I wouldn't expect to survive that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Nah.
No. No, I would not. Yeah.
And then you just realize you're getting a nice, pleasant foot rub.
Yeah. Good point.
Oh, wait, that does feel kind of good. Go ahead.
Probably like, right. Do my back next.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but he's also masturbating, Nick.
He still has a free hand.
You said, do my back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. They said, on the back.
Yeah, looks like you're only using one hand for that, buddy. Get this knot out of my shoulder.
So did he just rub feet and then leave?
Yeah.
And
when they woke up, he ran away.
Then they reported him.
Dong in hand.
What a creep, man. It sucks for these people that have these illegal fetishes. I shouldn't say I feel sorry for them, but there's a reason they have these illegal fetishes.
Well.
Can they cure it?
But the fetish isn't illegal.
The foot fetish is not illegal.
You could rub somebody's feet with consent.
Right, but his fetish must include
breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering, yeah.
Well,
he must like a sleeping woman rubbing feet while he's masturbating.
Or he has trouble getting women that are awake to let him do that.
Yeah, because they do it when they don't know.
He might have
a creep.
He might put off a little bit of a creepy vibe.
You can always get a hooker, let her rub your feet, masturbate. You've told me.
Yeah,
that.
He doesn't look like the kind of guy that could afford a hooker.
I don't think anybody who knew this guy was surprised he got busted for this.
And no.
Where are you going to find a hooker in Nevada?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, two counts of burglary, two counts of battery. The rubbing of the feet, I guess, counts as battery.
What if you were dating a guy, ladies, and you woke up and... like the third, third week or something like that. He's spending the night, and you wake up. He's rubbing your feet and masturbating. Are you
in
out
the
of
morning.
There? Yeah.
Or he's out of there.
No, if you like the guy and you go, well.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Of course, it's a red flag. But I really like that guy. If you just stop rubbing his feet and rub my feet and masturbating while I'm sleeping, it'd be great.
If you'd hug out with somebody briefly and you woke up and they were only masturbating next to you. That would throw you off, let alone the foot run.
It would throw you off, exactly, right.
Does anybody else think it's a little weird that these women went to sleep with unlocked screen doors in the early, like it seems like they left the slider open and the screen door was, like, I don't ever go to bed with any doors unlocked.
It might have been a beautiful night in State Line, Nevada.
Well, you,
and they
I've
weren't
had
expecting
to,
that.
Your screen door can be open if it's on the second floor, because you know, you'd hear a ladder or something like that.
But these,
I mean,
you
say the screen window. I mean, excuse me. I get it, Puss. I understand that. Well, yeah, I come from a neighborhood. We never locked our doors. I'm thinking, well, why? You could all you do is lock it.
But this says two condos, so I'm assuming maybe these were ground floor bedrooms with a
and people crawled through there, right?
With a sliding glass door, maybe,
right,
and they
right.
just went to sleep with the door open. Like,
right.
I don't understand how you would do that.
No,
my brain would not let me sleep if I knew there was an unlocked door right next to me.
No, it wouldn't be. Especially with your feet, Puss. Somebody's going to go off on those.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, they're very...
They'll be rubbing those for hours, man.
There's a lot of rubbing to be done.
Yeah, and they've been seen on OnlyFans.
That guy might have been one of my followers.
He might have been one of your followers, man. I like big man feet, he said.
You just said that.
I just said it, too. All right, so how many years you get again?
8 years in prison.
Jesus. Hey, whatever happened to Jim? Okay, I'll use a different name. What happened to Steve? Oh, man, you didn't hear this? Yeah, he was the foot rubber.
Mark.
He's got eight years.
His name was Mark. Mark's in jail.
Oh, Mark, man, I never thought Mark would do that. That's kind of weird, huh? Yeah. Somebody said that.
Again, looking at his mugshot, I'm guessing there are more people.
A lot of people look creepy in in person that are not creepy people, you know?
Again, no, can't happen.
I think he probably gave off a vibe.
Right, Mark yeah. Anthony Gonzalez gave off a vibe, and whenever anybody heard that name, said he's the foot rubber, they weren't right. surprised.
Nah, no, they went, yeah. man, they were,
sure.
I could see that.
Sounds like him.
Mm-hmm. We knew he was going to get caught for something,
yeah.
you know? Standing up, you know, rubbing somebody's feet and taking care of himself. Yeah, that's probably him.
We'll take that call if you woke up and somebody's masturbating next to you, you know? Would you care the other way around, Nick? Third night meeting a girl, she's in your bed, you wake up, she's taking care of herself?
No, women get a pass.
They totally get a pass. Well,
and Nick, you say you
they guys look much do sexier. That. Women look much sexier masturbating than guys do.
It's creepy.
No,
if a guy does it, it's creepy. If a woman does it, it's hot.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that.
But Nick, you say you do
even
zoomies
when Puss
after
is playing
a nap
with his vagina,
sometimes.
It's much hotter than his wiener. Right.
If Nick does zoomies after a nap, sometimes when there's not somebody in the room with him, all of a sudden, how freaked out are you going to be if you wake up and there is somebody there?
Oh, completely freaked out. I don't think I'd be if they're rubbing my feet. I don't think I'd be inclined to get up and run around.
Maybe that's what makes you drool. Somebody rubbing your feet when you're sleeping.
Yeah. It's always embarrassing, too, if somebody else walks into the room and you're drooling while you're sleeping. It's like, oh, Dad's sleeping in the afternoon again.
Yeah, but generally it's somebody you know and somebody that wouldn't be surprised that you drool in your
sleep.
Oh,
they're not surprised, though. Yeah,
is it bad that I kind of want to see the zoomies?
You know what? I am lucky. Normally there's somebody else in the room that's freaked me out. I am lucky that there's not like a Morningwood situation.
You're walking around.
running around.
Dad's doing a zoomie with a boner. Something I don't want to see
right.
again.
Right. Leave
I just
the room.
The
I'd watch that all day.
At Nick pointed the other day. Trump wakes up from a nap in the middle of the court and does a zoomie. That would be entertaining.
Pitching a tent.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Mushroom tent. Right. Little mushroom tent. He's got a small wiener.
Yeah. Falling over that little wall in front of the jury.
Yeah. Douchebag.
And
Tyler Walsh in the studio later on. Yeah.
Got a nice little limb
He's
story.
A freak.
Out of central Pennsylvania.
What was the story again?
Oh, I'll tell you.
I missed that.
After
okay.
the break.
I missed that in the news. Also, actor Ted McGinley later on, too. Phone back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.